anyone who doesn't know us, my name is Layla. And
I'm Amir, yeah.
And that's my dad. And
I'm right here.
Yeah. And I grew up on Long Island. Dad's still there. I'm in LA now. I have been reality TV obsessed since the early aughts. Think Flavor of Love, The Real World. I got my dad into 90 Day Fiancé back in 10 years ago now, during Thanksgiving break back in college, and it has been no turning back ever since. We are a couple of judgy Iranians from Long Island. We've got a lot of opinions, and we're ready to share them.
We are very excited to put our Persian twist on this season because we finally have an Iranian guy, and it's going to be... It's going to be hectic. After watching the first episode, I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. Hey.
Yeah, let's just introduce the couples that they at least showed this episode, this past episode.
Sure.
Total is going to be 7 couples to begin with, to start with. So... The first couple would be Jessica and Juan. We're
right.
Talking about Colombia and Wyoming. And then couple number 2, Stevie and Maddie, Iran and Mississippi.
Sorry, clarification for the Americans or non-Iranians. She keeps calling him Maddie.
Well, it's easier, I guess. You can't say
his name
Mahdi.
Is Maddie.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, but like... Maddie is not the name, but whatever.
Listen,
I'll just try a little bit.
I've been trying to teach people, do not say Iran. It is not Iran. It's Iran. You don't say Italy. You say Italy.
Yeah.
So what is the
issue?
I don't know.
The Maddie thing is going to piss me off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all
I mean,
I'm saying.
It's okay. I mean, it's, you know, girl from Mississippi. What do you expect? I mean.
Okay. Bar is low. That's what you're saying. Continue. Next couple.
The third couple is going to be Matt, Amani, and Ani. You heard it right.
Oh.
3 people. So it's Matt. He calls her Amini and Ani. Amini, we found out she's from Tunisia, actually. But she came here when she was a teenager. And Ani's from Mexico, and Matt is from here. I mean, from San Diego, I mean.
Right.
Fourth couple is Mark and Mina. We're talking France and New Hampshire. There's a big age gap. And last but not least, for this episode at least, it's Shekinah and Sarper. And
woo-hoo!
Some people might know them already from The Other Way.
Number one fan.
The Other Way, yeah. And... for our purposes, I think we just leave Shekinah Sarper off.
Yeah.
Because they didn't show much of them. And
no.
Whatever they showed, we already knew what was going to happen.
I think it was...
end up together here in, you know, in California. So
I think it was more of an introduction for anyone who doesn't know them and is seeing them for the first time. So we
Yeah, I mean,
totally
Sarper is from Turkey and Shekinah is from Los Angeles. And they came on the screen in The Other Way series. And they had many problems, many issues. She kind of tried to move to Turkey a couple of times, at least she tried. But it wasn't happening because she had to come back to U.S. and be with her daughter at least a few times a year. So it became, you know, hectic for her to do that. So she persuaded Sarper to move to U.S. And
right.
That's what he did.
Yes.
And basically this episode was about 4 couples, and there are going to be 2 more that we're going to see next episode. So we'll talk about them next time. Jessica and Juan.
Jessica. Yeah. I don't know why Juan looks so familiar to me. I'm like, was he in Love in Paradise or something? Like, was he in another 90 Day? He looks familiar. Like there was like, it wasn't branded 90 Day, but there was a show called Love in Paradise that I watched
right.
That was pretty much all of these men who worked on cruises and would sleep
uh-huh.
around with
right,
all of
right.
the American tourists.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty much like that, most of the couples. And it
right.
was same story. They would like get pregnant by these guys. They wouldn't stop
right.
sleeping around while they were on the cruise. They're like, you know, dogs. The dogs, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling, also based on the promo for this season, that this is going to be a similar situation where, like, he's still in the cruise mindset. But pretty much we meet this woman who has two children, and she has a baby by Juan. It's his child.
So three.
And she lives in a really small town in Wyoming. And the one thing that I really was not clear to me was his, I guess, visa status to begin with, because he can come in. I don't know how it works with Colombia, but he, because he works on the cruise, maybe he can come in and out of the states. Like, he ports at different U.S. states. Like, he was in Texas once, I think, and then he was in Florida another time, which was interesting. So,
yeah, well, Jessica said that his contract ended with the cruise. So he was, when they met, it was during COVID, and he couldn't, neither one of them could travel. But then afterwards, she took a trip to Colombia. So it was okay after, I think about a year, they could come and go.
But then after that, because she had his child, and like, he met her in like Florida or something. And I was like, excuse me, you can come to this country and you waited till the child was like 4 months to come and see her?
No, she said that 9 months later, after COVID was over, she did go to Colombia five times. And on the fifth trip, he proposed. And when she came back, she was pregnant.
Right. No, I'm objecting to why it took him so long to come and see the child. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, because
it was not clear, like, what she was saying. Like, was he, if he is contractually bound, I get that he can't leave, like, if he's on the cruise ship. No,
I think he's unemployed right now.
So why did he leave her hanging for so long? I don't understand.
It wasn't, she has a five-month-old, so it's not that long.
Are you kidding me? Every single day would be like hell for me if I had three kids and I didn't have help.
Maybe they wanted to wait for the visa, to K-1 visa, to be ready for him to come.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or but not just I was come like, in as a tourist, you know, and then have to go back and then come back again.
I guess. I just didn't like that because I was like, if,
but I
based
think,
off of what I am hearing, it sounded like it was a choice and not like he wasn't able to.
I think that the K-1 visa was in process when she came back before being pregnant. And I think it took, I mean, the baby's only 5 months. So K-1 usually takes a year, I think. So she must have applied for him before that. So they probably were talking about him coming here anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he didn't, you know, they didn't care to come and, you know. He wanted to come, but they wanted
to do it
this way, I guess.
Let's hope that's the case. It seems like for them and their storyline, the major issue is going to be like the culture shock for him from going from like more of like a party lifestyle to not just that, not just like a quiet small town, but like being a dad a baby and a stepdad to just being a dad full time and being thrown into three kids is like, for anyone, that sounds really difficult to adjust to. So I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, they start off with this shot of this huge farm. So you kind of assume that, oh, she lives on a farm, you know, but she doesn't. They're just like, you know, the production just wanted to show, like, this is Wyoming. There's nothing here but farms and cows and all kinds of, you know. So I'm thinking, how could she have a farm? And she's also a health counselor in a private practice. So I was like, how can she do both? What's going on here? But it was just like they were trying to give you a view of Wyoming, you know, how empty it is. And she, you know, they go into town and she's talking to his kids and, you know, she's telling them like, you know, I don't know what, you know, what Juan is going to think. It's just like, there's nothing going on here. And they show like a shot of Main Street and it's like two cars and a traffic light and that's it. So
it's
going to be difficult for him to come from a different world. I mean, that's, you know, that's the whole premise of the show is that, you know, you match these couples from different planets and see what happens, you know.
It's like a perfect quintessential 90-day couple match. It's like exactly what we want.
Cultures, you know.
Yeah.
And how they mesh or not, you know, that's the whole premise of the show, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for them. I mean, I like them. But I mean,
but we don't know them yet.
Yeah, we don't know them yet. I mean, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for Stevie and Maddie, but I don't care about the other two or other five.
Yeah, they're not particularly likable, but they sound like they'll be really fun to watch. It sounds dramatic. So
yeah, and some of them I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, exactly. And some of them may not last anyway. I mean, halfway through the season, they fall off the wagon anyway.
Yeah, we saw that before the 90 days. It's like how many were left at the end? One or two?
Other couples, exactly.
Should we move on to Stevie and Maddie?
Maddie. Okay, yeah. So Stevie, hold on. She's 37 and she's a single mom. And
yeah, she didn't mention
she has
kids
two
at all.
Kids and a mortgage.
Yeah, that was her introduction.
Yeah.
But they didn't show the kids. Yeah. Or maybe they'll show them later. I don't know.
She said that she teaches English online and that's how she met Maddie. And she also does painting. She's a painter also. She does abstract art and likes to paint nudes.
Yeah.
And she has spoken to Maddie and they, you know.
Hello, at least you say it right.
What?
Now you're saying Maddie too. Come on.
Okay. Well, it was
justice
funny because
for Maddie.
She goes to her dad and she tells him, I met this person. And he says, what do you mean person? Is it a man or a woman? And his name is Maddie.
Maddie,
and he says, why is his name Maddie? She says, you named me Stevie. So, you know, it's like.
Can't see the hypocrisy in his own.
I struggled through that all, you know, through high school or whatever, you know. A lot of questions about Maddie. I don't know. Because she says that he has this online account that he posts
really provocative photos.
Adnan and Sarper, all these
guys. Oh my God, yeah.
For some reason, they're into abs and, you know, they take half naked picture,
so
shirtless picture of themselves and put it online. So I'm thinking, wait a second, Maddie could not do that in Iran. So that's not permitted. So maybe he did that while he was in Turkey.
Maybe, but people use VPNs and they use private accounts. Like, people still do it, even though it's not allowed. Like,
yeah, because if they find out, you know, they're going to take his ass to jail for sure.
I know. That's why people make, like, accounts that, like, have usernames like .a23 whatever without their names. And then if you make it private or whatever.
Don't underrate the intelligence.
I'm just saying I'm sure that people still do it. So it's not completely unbelievable to me, you know? And especially, like, the Iran of, like, the last couple years is really different from the Iran that even I visited back in 2014 because of Zan Zendegi Azadi, Women, Life, Freedom. For everyone who's listening, if you don't know, push from the people to make the country more progressive in terms of the mandate for the hijab, not jihad, as Stevie's dad said. Did you catch that one?
He's going to make you wear a jihad.
This guy's so ignorant. He's going to make you wear the jihad.
Her dad was cute. You know, he just was out of it. Like, you know.
He has no idea what day of the week it is.
He's just
living blissfully in his ignorance, and it is what it is.
You can tell he loves his daughter. He's just, you know,
I think
ignorant, that's all.
He has no clue. Like, he for sure thinks that Iranians are dangerous people, but it seemed like the way he was saying it was like, if Mahdi were to come here and get to know the dad would be like, oh, This is actually right. Not a bad guy. I am enjoying spending time with him. And thus his thoughts will change. It seemed like that kind of person.
Yeah, he will. I mean, it's being in Mississippi and not knowing, what the, he says that, after he said that, it will make you wear the jihad. He said that, you're going to be property to him and all kinds of stuff. And when she objected, he says, well, I watch TV. So,
that's his only source of information.
Exactly. So his impression is going to change when he sees Mahdi. Hopefully things will change. And Stevie was very respectful. And she said, that a lot of people, when I say Iran, they think about terrorism. So
yeah, she was great.
She kind of understand that as well. And she also was very respectful when she was drawing the painting of Mahdi, she says that, well, a lot of people in Iran tend to cover themselves. And I wonder how he's going to react to what I'm doing, what I'm painting here for him. So,
yeah, we're good. She's one of the good ones. She also said, I like that she made a quick correction when she was talking to her dad, too. She was like, he's from a country. She almost said a bad country. But then she said the government, not the people.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know if it's because it's just naturally from her getting to know him.
Right.
Or if he's tried to educate her at all. The thing with him is I'm really interested to know more about his politics and is he religious? Is he not religious? Is he there's those Iranian types who are.
Right.
They hate everything about Iran and they glorify America. Is he one of those types? I'm just kind of curious to find out, but I do like Stevie. She is likable. She did also very well explain that the risks are definitely higher with him because of the country and the relationship it has with the US, where she said, if he comes here, he may not ever be able to go back. And that's a huge distinction from everybody else in the 90-day universe. They may have to stay in the States while their visa's getting, while they're getting some papers approved or whatever, but then they can go back and see their family.
All right.
That's not the case with Mahdi. It's probably not going to be the case. So that's going to be a real important thing to watch with them and keep an eye on maybe the resentment if that starts to build of I gave up everything and my family forever for you, Stakes are really high with these two. So,
yeah, especially after they showed the picture, the two of them when they got engaged, she had the US flag on her and he had the Iranian flag on.
Yeah, his was satin. I was where'd you get that? I want that.
So the flags next to each other, that's not going to go well with the Islamic Republic. So he can definitely
or this country. What do you mean?
Be able to go back. There's a huge difference between, the government. So,
yeah,
it's hard to, say what's on your mind in over there. But here, at least you can say something. Without getting
for the time being, I guess
arrested and being put in jail and all kinds of nonsense. So yeah, a lot of this stuff is going to come up or not. You never know.
Cause we'll see. Yeah,
you don't know who how Mahdi is, but this is for him. I think it's a one way trip. He's not. Yeah. He won't be able to go back for sure.
No.
For anything, he might go back to Turkey if they let him back in. I don't know. So that was Stevie and Mahdi. And yes. What else? Do you want to add anything else to that? Or
no, I'm good. I'm just waiting to kind of learn more about him. But for now, I like Stevie.
So I'm rooting for these two, the first two couples that we saw.
Yeah.
And then we get the other two that
oh
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Is a
you want to do the thruple first?
Yeah, so with this, let's see, Matt Amani, which he calls her Amini and Ani. So Amini comes here from Tunisia when she was 17, and they meet in San Diego, Matt and Amini, and they met in college, and they get married and they have two daughters.
Yeah.
And she works for a tech company, apparently. And
they seem to have a nice, large home.
And they live in this beautiful mountainous, on the mountain house in San Diego.
Yeah.
Probably worth a fortune.
Yep.
So we don't know.
I'm like, why are they on this show?
Yes, I don't know why. Who has the money? Does she make the money or?
That's what she made it seem.
You know, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, he was kind of laid back and quiet in a lot of the scenes.
Is he a stay-at-home dad? Is that what he said?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know if, he was born into money or something. Because we don't know anything about him yet. But yeah. She makes it like she's the moneymaker, but I don't know. She says she's...
She's being ambiguous about it, but I'm just assuming that she makes a lot of money because of their lifestyle and their house.
Yeah, she calls herself, she claims to be Boss Babe. That stands for Boss Ass Bitch Energy.
Boss Babe. Oh my God, so cringy.
Yeah, and it seems like they're interested in this third person who lives in Mexico. One of the trips they took to Mexico, they met this other person. I'm not sure. I think she might be a stripper. In a club.
I know. They just said they met her at a strip club. They didn't identify that. But this woman also has children. Yeah, I think she has two children. Exactly. Oh, she has three kids? Wow, yeah, that's a lot.
Kids.
It seems like from the way they are framing it and from the way that their friends are reacting to them telling them about this whole situation, it seems Amani is her name? The wife?
Amini sounds more...
It seems like Amani. Amani is bi, and it seems more like Amani is wanting this more than...
Yeah. It seems like she's husband. More into
it seems like he's like, sure, whatever, why not? But it seems more like he's trying to appease his wife. Right. And from the... I need to stop talking about the promos because it's like we should focus on just this one episode. But it's the first episode of the season, okay? And they gave us a lot of clips. And from what it seems, right. It seems like that is like a whole nother entanglement just between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She did say what I always think of, which is three is an odd number, which means someone will always usually feel left out. Even when I'm... Right. In a friend group of three, it's like it's always a problem because one person is gonna grow closer to the other one, and there's always it's always weird. So, props to anyone who's able to, props to anyone who's able to have a relationship like that successfully. But it seems hard and annoying and difficult. But what they want to do, which is what they told their friends know that they met this woman like a year ago because they were one of them was with them in Mexico, right. But. They now, after seeing her a couple times, and it's been a year, they're like, we want to go and we get a divorce so that way he can apply for the fiance visa for her to come over, which is a pretty aggressive thing to do considering they shared children. And what does that mean in terms of their rights to their kids if they're divorced? I don't know if that makes a difference or whatever, but it's a pretty drastic thing to do.
Yeah, none of it made sense.
And their friends are like, what the f***? Can you just take a second? And Amani was really defensive about it when they were on the boat. And she was like, well, we've known each other for a year and da da da. And it's like, they're like, yeah, but that's really different from living with someone for a year versus seeing them on vacation a couple times. That's a really intense thing to do, to divorce your husband. And for anyone who watches Sister Wives, there was a situation years ago where the man had four wives and he divorced his first wife to be able to marry his fourth wife because he wanted to adopt her kids. Mm-hmm. And ever since, their relationship wasn't perfect, him and his first wife, but ever since that divorce happened, even though it was a piece of paper, their relationship changed, permanently after that. I wonder, if that's something that these two are thinking about at all, because they keep being it's a piece of paper, it's a piece of paper. But, that's also the reason why people get married, you know? It is just a piece of paper, but it's also a union and a this and a that. And, their guy friend on the boat said, just make sure, I forget what he said exactly, but he said, make sure that the reason you're doing this is stronger than the reason why you got married in the first place or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if you're willing to break what you have to bring someone else in,
right,
even if it's just a piece of paper, it has meaning, you know? Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It just seems like messy. And I always get defensive of children. Why are you doing this? Like, you have young kids. You're not, right. They're not like out of the house. It's disruptive to their life if you bring this woman over and it doesn't work out and she has kids. And it's just, I don't know. It just seems like a lot.
Well, the question is, why make it legal? Why do you, why can't you just be a throuple, you know, on vacations, you know, because you have, you're raising two daughters and mm-hmm. she has three kids. And I don't even know how maddening the legal situation is going to be. Who's going to have custody of what? And
that's what I'm saying. Like, going? It seems all like just such a mess. Yeah.
Disaster scenarios written all over this thing, you know, and you don't know what's going to happen, you know. And unless they have different contracts with different people and they all sign and all three of them agree, just like this is not, I don't think this is going to last. I think at some point they're going to fall off and we're going to move on.
It's a lot to juggle.
Another. Yeah, I just feel bad for the kids that gets, you know, stuck in the middle and, you know, what are they going to say? Love yeah, that, I think Imani but... is pushing this more. Than Matt yeah. is. He just doesn't. He says a little bit. He talks a little bit, but he looks to Imani a lot of times. If you look at him, and you know, when,
yeah,
you know, people talk to them and ask questions, and like, Imani's the one that you know has the answer.
Is driving
supposedly,
the car.
And, you know, she's really more into it, I think, than he is. And yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you have an issue with each other and you're not happy, you know, either do this just visiting to Mexico or with other people, but don't get a divorce and, you know, just make a mess out of everything, you know, and marry somebody else. And I don't know. I don't know how you're going to explain these to their situation to their kids. You know, at some point they're going to ask, and what the hell is going on? I just have a feeling that this is not going to be one of the ones we're going to have all season anyway.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling about that.
Next.
Next, we're going to they show us Mark and Mina. Mark is 58 years old and he's a pilot. He does...
He looks not great for his age. That's all I'm going to say. He does not look 58.
He flies and privately owned jets for celebrities. Well, he's almost 60 years old. I mean, you can't expect too much. I mean,
I know, but you look
like
better
than
that.
He's not Richard Gere. You right. know who Richard Gere is?
Of course I know. I've seen Chicago. I know who Richard Gere is.
Yeah, so have you seen him lately? He still looks pretty good.
I mean, how old is Richard
be
Gere?
In his 70s. Or,
okay,
you know.
Well, this guy's 58 and he looks in his late 60s.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, he's not. I mean, this guy is just a regular guy. You know,
Mark flies private jets for a living.
And
Mark,
my question is,
Mark,
what
you better get
was
snatched.
Did he have a runway behind his house?
That
what
was so
was
cool.
That?
So it
was
an
cool, eight. But what about all these other houses?
No. It's an eight. It said aviation community. How cool is that? So they all own planes. So
that
they
must
all,
be it, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was
my
so cool.
Flying the plane.
No, they're all pilots, and they all have their hangars there. So they have this shared runway.
What if he crashed into one of those houses? I don't know. It was just like a weird setup. He flies everywhere. I guess he takes that plane to where his job is, or wherever they want him. And then he'll fly the private jet.
Did you see the interior of his plane?
Yeah, it looked nice.
That was a sexy plane. I'm saying this guy has money.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably one of the reasons Mina picked him out.
Yeah, so she's giving like typical 90-day girlie who found some guy who's rich, and now they have a baby, which is insane and reckless. And he's telling his daughter, who is probably around the same age as her, hey, like, we're considering having another. And the daughter, I always trust the daughter. At first, I was, because we don't really know anything about this woman. We haven't seen her side in France yet. So we don't know anything about this woman. I was like, maybe the daughter just feels a type of way, whatever. And then she was like, no, actually, like, we went there for baptism or something. Or christening, I don't know.
Yeah, there was baptism, and they had like this huge party with open bar.
Yeah, and
bar.
She was like, the woman, I mean, showed up that? Hours,
who
hours
does baptism
late, and
parties.
Someone who's taking advantage of their very rich older exactly. husband,
right?
And the daughter was like, you know, she took hours to get ready and do glam, and she just didn't seem to care to connect with us at all. Like, she didn't care that we were there, and that's like a major, major red flag because.
Right.
This is also his family, and he seems to have a good relationship with his daughter. And he said, exactly. he said in the commentary and to his daughter, I think, he was like, you guys aren't going anywhere. I love you guys. You're part of my life. You know, well, guess what? Your new bitch doesn't think that. If you're going to bring her here and you need to let her know that she needs to respect your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he has a daughter and a son from the first marriage. And he said they have a new baby, of course, and he says we were thinking about having another one.
That means to me she's already pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's saying that, like, the woman's definitely already they're already doing something and planning
exactly.
that. That's not
I mean, he jokingly says having a baby was not plan A, B, or C, it was plan Z. And then he says, oh, we're thinking about
yeah, then why are we doing this again,
Mark? Yeah,
if that
was an accident, then why plan on having a second one, you know?
Like, you're 58. Let's think about this,
Mark.
You're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. If you get to age of 80, that's when your child is, like, around graduation from high school.
Barely, yeah.
You know, if you make it to 80. I don't know. I mean, it seems like we haven't met Mina yet. Yeah, his daughter is worried because, you know, she feels that, you know, all the money that he worked for all his life is going to be, you know, divided into four instead of two or three.
Yeah, I'm sure she's looking out for herself too. But I always think when someone has a poor reaction to someone bringing up a prenup, like, that's another red flag. Like,
yeah.
A prenup can be beneficial for both parties, and it can be a situation where, granted, I don't have any money, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm saying, like, when the people on 90 Day react poorly to prenup,
right.
It's like, you know, you can also negotiate to be like, if we divorce, you will give me this in alimony and this. Like, you can also protect your interests. It's not right. You don't get anything. Either way, I think it's just a poor reaction, and it's a poor.
Right.
It's a very telling sign. So I think that's probably why the daughter brought it up, to be like, you should see how she reacts to
exactly.
you floating this idea. So.
Right. Because he said that. He had a bad experience with that, with prenup, because while he was getting a divorce from his first wife, he had met someone else. And at the time, he had so many issues going on that when he suggested the prenup to that other person, she left him. So he doesn't want to bring that up again with Mina.
Too bad.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
but at some point, I mean, it's going to come up, you know. He seems like he is concerned, and he does care about, you know, his first daughter, and what she, you know, she thinks about this whole thing. But at the same time, you don't know what's happening on the other side with Mina and him, you know, Mina working on him or whatever. It's definitely not for, you know, where she wants to live, because she lives in France. I don't know what she does. I don't know if he talked about it. I don't think so, but
no,
you know, it's more for the money. Like, she's from France, so she doesn't care.
She's chilling
if she's
in Paris.
There or here. It's more about, it's more financial than anything else.
Yeah. And hey, you know, this is a thought that I had while I was watching as well, is like, this works for some people. They have a relationship where it's like, you give me
you know, that's the whole concept of a trophy wife or
right.
boy toy or whatever. It's like one person provides and the other one just looks good. Like that's the arrangement. And mm-hmm. if it works for them, fine. But is it fun to judge them? 100%.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, it's going to be a lot of fightings and arguments, and it's going to be interesting to watch the dynamic when she comes here, when she comes to US, and how she interacts with his, you know, his daughter and his son. But I don't know. It's just like red flags all over the place on this one.
Yep.
And we haven't even seen the next two couples that are going to come up in the next episode.
Yeah. We'll have to wait till next week for that one, but this should be interesting. It should be interesting. I'm actually more intrigued than I was for Before the 90 Days. I'm looking forward to it. I'm confident we're going to gain more listeners this season. We're ready to tackle this season. We're ready with the Iranian Persian perspective.
Yeah.
The daddy-daughter perspective, because there's that kind of dynamic this season. We're highly qualified, okay, as viewers.
That's right.
To analyze the shit out of this show.
We are well-versed.
Exactly. So thank you for joining us. Listen to the experts. Listen to us. Tune in next week. We will be here. And enjoy.
You didn't say thank you, everyone, for listening, and hope you'll join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React.
Bubbles and banter. What are we saying it together now this season?
That's right.
Our faces pressed to each other. Yes. Anyway. Bye, y'all. Khodafez. Talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Just a quick note. The opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.